pressure they can put on you. Just how much does that affect your trying to get to the rhythm tonight?
How much was that? Obviously, it's pretty hard because we did more on the ball.
Did they blitz more than they had shown on video coming into this?
Yes.
Ted, did you speak with Carson Wentz before or after the game? And if so, would you like to see him?
Briefly before the game. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's good to see all those guys. I've got a lot of really good friends, you know, over there, so seeing some of those guys for the first time after the trade, it's good to see them.
Coach Zimmer said that you probably missed a few throws today that you've been making all year. Do you think that you were forcing it at all, trying to, you know, being back in Philly?
I don't think so at all.
You don't think that you missed throws you were making? Or
no, just as far as forcing it.
Okay.
I don't think I forced anything out there. I think, you know, there were some things we'd like to have back, but, you know, look at the tape and see.
But is it a natural kind of feeling as a person to want to, like, you know, have a really good game against Philly after they traded you, or no feelings at all like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really don't have any bitter feelings towards Philly. And so, you know, it's not like I was, you know, harboring any of that and trying to come out here and prove it wrong. And I was just trying to help the guys in this locker room go out and get a win.
Were you surprised at how much pressure they were able to generate? Because you guys do have some offensive line issues, like, as they do right now.
Yeah, obviously we knew that they were good up front. You know, I'll have to go back and look at the tape, but, yeah. You know, we've got to figure out a way. You know, it involves all of us. You know, I've got to figure out a way to get it out quicker. I mean, we've got to do a better job of staying on guys. You know, I think there's a lot of answers to that problem.
What was it like to come back here? You don't have a lot of starts here, a long legacy or anything like that. But what was it like being here as, you know, on this side of the field?
We just kind of felt a little bit different than a normal road game, but other than that, not much.
It seems like Fletcher Cox was Cox in the pocket a lot and, you know, getting pressure up the middle. Did that make it extra hard to climb the pocket and avoid pressure?
Yeah.
Sam, Coach Zimmer seemed to be pretty upset after the loss just now. What was his message to the team as a whole after the game?
The way we played today was unacceptable. Obviously, we did a lot of things today that we haven't done in the first 5 weeks. You know, things, you know, that we did today will keep you from winning football games. And we've got to figure out a way, you know, to not make the mistakes. We can't turn the ball over when we're in the red zone. We've got to come away with points, especially early in the game. You know, there were just too many self-inflicted wounds today. And, you know, you're not going to overcome that on the road against a good team. You know, we got to come back ready to go for next week.
Sam, you seem a little bit more upset than usual after a loss. Does this one, not Philadelphia-wise, but does this one disappoint you for any special reason, or is it normal?
I think just the way we played today.
Sam, Mike talked a lot about the offensive line struggles today. Do you feel like you had a little less time in the pocket than the last couple of weeks?
Probably a little less, yeah.
How tough is that, man? Your job?
Yeah, obviously it makes it tougher, but I've got to find a way to overcome that. I've got to find a way to get the ball out quicker. And just find completions to get us in a rhythm and keep us on the field.
Do you use it because of pressure to do things you normally wouldn't do? You had a couple of fumbles, you maybe take some risks that you normally wouldn't take because of the pressure?
I don't think so. You know, I think I've just got to be better about, you know, keeping two hands on the ball in the pocket, especially in traffic when there's people around. Back a couple more.
You throw an interception as early as you did in the game today. Does that kind of make it harder to get into a rhythm?
Not really. I mean, I played long enough and I probably took on interceptions early in the game. You know, whether you throw a touchdown or an interception, you know, it's 60 minutes and you know it's going to be a long day and you just got to keep going. So I don't think that really changes my mindset much.
How much does the change along the offensive line speed up what's probably already been kind of a rapid process? I mean, you get here eight days before the season begins. You've been on a fast track to learn the offense and get acclimated anyway. How much does changes along the offensive line speed that up, too, if at all?
I'm not sure it speeds it up. You know, obviously, you know, I've been on teams where, we've kind of had the injury bug and fought it, too, and you know, it's been a different group of guys in front of me. And so, you know, I can't let that affect me. Like I said, you know, I've said all year I've got confidence in all those guys in front of me. You know, they've done a great job keeping me clean. back, we'll figure out a way to get better, and we'll overcome this.